I am with you and will watch over you wherever you go. I will bring you back to this land and I will not leave you until I have done what I have promised you. Genesis 28 verse 15. Welcome to this episode of The Journey, titled, Always by My Side. Hey guys, welcome back to The Journey. For those of you that are just joining us for the first time, I encourage you to listen to other episodes. I'm sure it's going to be a blessing and it's going to be timely. Yes, so it's actually been a minute. Where have I been? Okay, things got a little bit rough. It's probably been like a month since I recorded an episode and I'm not taking this long on purpose. Trust me. That was school. For those of you that have been listening, you know I'm a student and school has been really hectic, doing lots of things here and there. So yeah, I think that's basically what has taken my time. So yes, yeah, schoolwork definitely took my time. It was really busy. And of course, it's the Christmas holiday, so I'm back at home chilling with my family and it's been really good. It's been an awesome experience. I love Christmas. Christmas is my favorite holiday. Anyone that knows me knows how much I do love Christmas. So what I'll be talking about today, our topic is actually always by my side. But before we even dive right into that topic, I'd just like to give you a little recap of what has been happening. What have I been up to? Just looking, not just, you know, since I've been away, but throughout the entire year, what have I really done? So it's like a recap of my year and also diving into the topic that we actually have at hand. So what have I been up to? What are some of the milestones I actually achieved this year? Okay, first of all, I actually took a voiceover class. So I am a certified voiceover artist. So that was incredible. I don't know if you all remember the episode about identifying the trees in our lives. I think I did that episode 2 years ago when I talked about me wanting to be intentional about, you know, looking at my life and searching for the gifts and talents that God might have given me and working on them. I'm doing this so that I do not limit the things that God would want to do through me through the gifts that He has given me already. So I think I actually, you know, realized that I actually have this voiceover, you know, thing for voiceover, you get. So I actually worked in it, I took a class in it, and that's probably one of the milestones I achieved this year. Actually, you know, took it a step further. I registered my business name, yes, called Voiced by Jella. And yeah, it's actually registered. So that was really, you know, interesting. It was a bold step and I'm really glad I did that. Yes, I even have a logo and stuff. Yeah, so it's actually really been a wonderful year for me. And then lastly, I actually signed out of uni. Yes, I signed out. I wrote my final exams, I think 18th of December. It was wonderful. It was just amazing. I'm really grateful to God that He brought me this far. Yes, for me, from first year, second year, third year, fourth year, and fifth year, and I wrote my final exams. It was just amazing. I just really want to return the glory to God, and I can really say that God has always been by my side. So let's really talk about this, you know, our key scripture, which was in the introductory part of this segment or this podcast. So it's actually from Genesis, about the story of, this was God talking to Jacob after he had run away from home, after kind of stealing Esau's blessing and his brother is furious trying to kill him and he's running away trying to go somewhere else, and God meets him in a place where it feels like he was alone. He was literally running away. He's, you know, trying to rest his head to sleep just to find rest. He's not really in the best of place at that moment. You can see that. And we see God coming to him in that, even in that space of not really knowing what to do, or in that place where he's kind of running from his life. And God, like, he had a dream where angels, there was a stairway and angels were like descending and ascending. Like, literally, there was a presence of God around him, even in that state. And yes, it got me to realize that, you know, everything doesn't have to be perfect before you know that God is with you, even in the most uncertain moments, God is actually there. And that's what I feel was really represented there, that you might not be in the best of place, you might be running away from something, you might not be sure what the future holds, but even in that moment, God is there with you. And God made so many promises to Jacob in that particular encounter, how he's going to have so many descendants, like the sand, like so many blessings, is going to be wealthy and all these wonderful things. And then he proceeds to say, I am with you and will watch over you wherever you go. And I will bring you back to this land. I will not leave you until I've done what I have promised you. So, graduating or at the verge of finishing like school, I'm faced with, oh, what's next after school? What am I going to do after school? People ask me, like, what's your plan? What are you going to do? You're not going to be a student anymore. You need to be learn to be independent and all that. It's a lot. It's a lot. Sometimes I'm like, guys, you guys should breathe, please. Because yes, there's this, after school, what am I going to do? But what really reassures me is that although I'm entering into a new phase of my life and it's filled with so much uncertainty, I trust that the presence of God is all around me, just like he was with Jacob in that particular moment where he didn't really exactly know what's happening in his life. So in that same manner, I do believe that God is with me. So yes, I'm not going to sit here and say, oh, I'm not bothered, or I'm not thinking of what life is going to be outside after school, because we're in Nigeria and things are really uncertain. The rate of unemployment is like on the high. So, yeah, but I do believe that God has a plan for me. And even reading through scriptures, I've seen that for people, for believers and for people that are children of God, God always had a plan for them. Say Abraham, for example, God told him who he was going to be. He's going to have a child and the father of many nations. He was not confused about his identity or things that God has called him to do. We see people like Joseph. We talked about Joseph a lot this particular season. We see Joseph. We see that Joseph had, like, God has a plan for Joseph. God has a plan for every single person. Even Jesus, he came. There was a plan why he came. Paul, there was a plan for where he came and why he was, a Christian. There was really a plan for every single person that was a believer. Every single, person in the scripture had a purpose for their life. And I do believe that I'm not left out as a child of God. I believe that there is a purpose for me. And even as I move into this new phase and new season of my life, I really take out time to seek God, because I don't want to be, just idle, not doing anything. I do believe that God has a plan for me and there's a specific direction for my life. And I just really want to lean into that and seek Him concerning the next step and the next phase of my life. So, yes, it's going to be January soon. I hope you are getting ready to really seek God concerning the things that He wants to do through you through the year and the path that He might want you to take next year. I'm really excited for next year. I don't really know what's going to happen, but I know that God has a plan for me and He's going to be with me and watch over me until everything that He has for me, until everything that He has purposed for me comes to fruition. And I think that's it for this episode. We'll take a quick break and we'll be right back. Hey guys, it's me again. It's your girl Jella, and I just want to say that we've come to the end of this episode, and not just the end of this episode, but the end of this season of The Journey. I just want to specially thank everyone that has listened to this journey, everyone that has been a part of the journey. I'm truly grateful, and I really hope you had a great year, because I did have a great year, and I really hope that we all have a great 2024 ahead of us. Till I come away next time, see ya. Bye.